1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
In 1964, you could see the Sears Tower and Olympic Boulevard from anywhere in East LA. It stood guardian-like over rivers of concrete that pointed eastward toward Boyle Heights and the then-green hills of City Terrace. Crayola-colored stucco houses where Mexicanos took the residence long ago ran up those hills. Behind flapping screen doors, a million moms rolled buttered tortillas and gave Kool-Aid to their kids as they ran out the door to play in the dust. We chase watermelon trucks in the summertime or ride the Kern bus for a dime to the Chicano Miracle Mile, Whittier Boulevard, to watch movies at the Boulevard Theater. We saw the Three Stooges in orbit there. On the screen, Moe hit Larry. In the lobby, Lenjo hit Rudy, and we all ran out to squint in the sun. My big sister took me to hear The Midnighters in the Johnson's Market parking lot. The girls all screamed and cried for their own Fab Four or Five or however many there were in their skinny pants and Flag Brothers boots. She wiped her tears and we headed home with a barbecue chicken in a foil sack and a loaf of Wonder Bread. We'd lie on the convertible sofa on hot nights with the door wide open to catch a breeze and hear Dad's same old stories about the war, monsters, and Uncle Manuel's operation to remove a splinter that grew to the size of a small tree. Every Mother's Day he'd buy Mom these sweaters that she'd rewrap and put away just to keep wearing the tattered orange one she wore on her migration from Colorado to L.A. in 1922. My Grandma Kuka lived behind us with my dad's oldest brother, Joe, a quiet man who slept on an army cot and played solitaire while smoking Camels all day long. My abuelita didn't speak any English, so she'd sit and watch TV with the sound turned down and make up her own plots. Her best friend was a guy she called Gunsmoke. Life never seemed or wanted to change in that little white house on Hamel Street with its decorative iron and mosaic of plant pots sitting on the porch rails. Everything stood unshaken that summer until the ambulance took Dad away later that year and left us watching cartoons and listening to Ray Charles on the radio. There was always this thing about East L.A., born of the earth and risen up, not unlike the San Gabriels we'd occasionally see when the wind blew the smog down through the valley, surrounding us in the mystery of who we were and where we'd come from. It was something we couldn't see but we can feel. Something we couldn't hear but that resonated in our bones, and in the roses and rosaries and damp smell of beans boiling, a sad happy forever spun all around us and held us to its breast. And now in our exodus, our Hispanic dreams and schemes and our gold-card tombs with garage door openers in our hands, we still breathe an aching choir boy's sigh for those days we ran from. So click your heels all you want, Dolores, you can never go home. But sometimes we can strip it all away, make it all go away. And in that only free place of paled memory, in that oneness of space, time, and spirit, we tumble naked through the universe back into those warm, sweatered arms again. It's then when we can all go home.